We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
This sounds like something out of a spy novel. The Espionage Act basically outlaws holding onto national security information that could potentially harm the U.S. or help foreign adversaries without authorization.
About that FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. Turns out my kink is consequences. We're learning more juicy deets about the raid. It's becoming increasingly clear. that the search was tied to an ongoing investigation into whether the former president took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence. Spoiler, he did. We already know he did. No matter what it is, it's always what you thought, but worse than you imagined. He incited an insurrection. He extorted Ukraine. He put the bop in the bop shoe bop shoe bop. He put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong, then made the ram-a-lama ding dong sign an NDA. And he's already admitted that he did it about 7 months ago. The former president revealed that he had unlawful possession of classified material when he turned over 15 boxes of items to the National Archives. So, I'm sure you're saying, hey, Steve, if he turned it over, why'd the FBI go back? Turns out, as investigators sifted through the initial 15 boxes, they grew concerned that the former president had not, in fact, returned all the government property. One hint was that the Mar-a-Lago buffet was serving unlimited shrimp out of Abe Lincoln's hat. So, Monday, they went back. They searched the joint, and the agents took about 12 more boxes. Keep in mind, these 12 boxes were kept in the basement storage area. That's where he kept classified government documents, in a basement in Florida? Was there no room left in the kiddie pool full of pythons and mildew? And it gets worse, because only after the former president's lawyer received instructions to secure the room this past spring did they add a padlock. So before, it was just open. To make a great action movie, National Treasure 3 found it behind the Christmas ornaments. Right-wing media has taken the FBI's successful attempt to recover stolen classified documents pretty hard. They're calling America a banana republic. And everywhere you look, there are conservative calls for a civil war in the U.S. That is scary. Okay, if we don't leave the ex-president alone and give him whatever he wants, it is possible a bunch of neo-Confederates could violently attack the United States a year and a half ago. In fact, right after the FBI raid, the term civil war started trending on Twitter, which can only mean one thing. The Civil War is dating Pete Davidson. I'm happy for them, very happy for them. One person who's especially enraged is Fox News host and the number one realtor in Uncanny Valley, Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine had some advice for the Justice Department.
You do not break into a house of a guy that you've been working with for 9 months that you have to admit has been cooperating with you for presidential records? No.
It wasn't a break-in, Jeanine. They had a warrant, and he didn't cooperate. Cooperating would have been handing over all 27 boxes. He kept 12. That's like a smuggler saying, Your Honor, I turned over half of my heroin. What do you want? All of my heroin? What next, the cocaine? Okay, you want the cocaine. I'll be right back. You can have that. Former president's lawyer floated this conspiracy theory.
Quite honestly, I'm concerned that they may have planted something.
Good point. What if they planted those 12 boxes of evidence? Of course, no clown car would be complete without presidential son and phantom of the conference room. Eric jumped on the rage wagon to explain how he knew this was a political hit job on his dad.
Make no mistake, Jesse. I mean, I know the White House as well as anyone. I spent a lot of time there. I know the system. This did not happen without Joe Biden's explicit approval. The White House approved of this.
If there's one thing I learned from my dad's time in office, is that the president definitely interferes with the Justice Department. Nothing? No, I'm serious. I am serious as a heart attack. Heart attack. Nothing happens without his approval, except me.
Eric's dad also weighed in saying, I've never done anything wrong. Nobody can prove that I ever did anything wrong. It's pretty tough when a citizen with an unblemished record must be hounded from his home. I am feeling very bad, very bad. How would you feel if the police, paid to protect you, acted toward you like they acted toward me? I'm sorry. I'm being told that's not a quote from the former president. That's a quote from Al Capone. Obviously, I'm joking. They're nothing alike. Al Capone's crime was organized. So, why? Former president is not the only one in trouble with the law. So is former New York mayor Rudy Giuliani. This one comes from the investigation into the ex-president's election interference in Georgia, where he demanded that the Georgia Secretary of State somehow find him 11,780 votes, which coincidentally is the same number of investigations he's now under. Rudy was one of the key players behind that plot, and he has been ordered to testify before a grand jury in Fulton County next week. Oh, you gotta feel bad for Georgia. First the devil went down there, and now they have to get a visit from Rudy? At least they're both great at fiddling. Really? Really? No? No? That's fair enough. Fair enough. Technically, he was playing the organ. But... thank you very much. You're welcome. But Giuliani's attorney tried to fight the summons, claiming Rudy couldn't fly to Atlanta because of a recent heart stent operation. Apparently, doctors had to remove a blockage obstructing the flow of life-giving Beaujolais. The judge wasn't having it in this case, and the judge ordered Rudy to get to Georgia this month by a train, a bus, or Uber. Basically, whatever vehicle he wakes up in.
Lawyers for Donald Trump's one-time personal attorney, Rudolph Giuliani, have been informed that Giuliani is now a target of the criminal investigation into election interference playing out in Georgia. That is according to a new interview in the New York Times with Giuliani attorney Robert Costello about the investigation being spearheaded by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Earlier this summer, prosecutors from Willis's team asked witnesses during grand jury testimony about Giuliani's activities in regards to his efforts to keep Donald Trump in power. Giuliani scheduled to appear before that special grand jury in Atlanta.
I smell a rat, baby. I smell a rat, baby. You better watch out. I smell a rat, baby.
Never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut.
Tonight, brand new reporting about what led the FBI to execute a search warrant Monday at Trump's Florida home. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the feds may have gotten a tip-off from an insider after officials visited Mar-a-Lago back in June to ask about government documents possibly stored there. Someone familiar with the stored papers told investigators there may still be more classified documents at the private club.
Trump World is now reportedly trying to figure out who flipped. According to Rolling Stone, Trump is worried that he may have a rat or multiple rats in his midst. He's wondering if his phones are tapped.
Phone's tapped anyway, orders from the DA.
Or even if his buddies could be wearing a wire.
Look, there is a rat in your unit. That is a fact, all right? They knew you had cameras in the building. They knew everything, all right? There was a leak from the inside. It's real, man. Smoke him out.
Oh, no. One of Trump's friends could be wearing a wire? This is the worst possible scenario, because now he's got to tell Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon to take their shirts off? Just be like,
take it, you know what, on second thought, I'll just kill myself.
And if this is actually true, I am going to be shocked. I cannot believe someone would betray Trump's trust like this without getting a book deal first. You're leaving money on the table, people! What are you doing? Also, by the way, before MAGA World tears itself apart trying to figure out who's the rat, I think you should all consider the fact that Trump could be the leak, okay? No, because if there's one thing we've learned over the past 7 years, is that he's the king of snitching on himself. Yeah, for all we know, he was bragging about it at the Mar-a-Lago buffet. He's just like, this chocolate cake is almost as unforgettable as the classified documents I keep in my basement.
but not a single person knows. It was the perfect crime.
Former President Donald Trump says he has invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, refusing to answer any questions in his deposition before New York Attorney General Letitia James. In a statement, Trump says he had no choice because he and his family are the targets of what he called an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt.
Trump was set to testify under oath about his business practices, but faced with those questions, he's decided not to talk.
Trump decided not to talk. Now we know something shady is going on, right? No, because when has Donald Trump ever refused to talk? We can't get the man to stop talking. I didn't even know this guy was capable of not talking. He must have been shocked. Yeah, when he found out that not speaking was something that was allowed, I mean, like,
you mean this thing doesn't have to be moving 24/7? That's amazing. I could just close my mouth and keep it closed, and everything would be fine. So fine. Such a beautiful idea. Total silence. More silence than anyone in the history of silence. And here I go, folks. Silence. You're not hearing a thing. Wonderful silence. It's so quiet. You can't hear anything. Nobody's ever been this quiet. So quiet. Now.
A lot of people believe that when you plead the Fifth, it means that you're guilty. But no, I don't believe that, all right? I know people do, but I don't believe that. You might just not want to incriminate yourself. But I get it. There are some people who truly believe that if you plead the Fifth, you are guilty. And one of those people is Donald J. Trump.
Taking the Fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible.
The mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Yes, Donald, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? It's really amazing how, of all of Trump's enemies, his worst enemy is just him from the past. Yeah, that guy's relentless. Present-day Trump is probably like, why won't this guy just shut up? It's so easy. Just watch. Quiet. Totally silent. Not a sound. So, when anyone else pleads the Fifth, Trump says it proves that they were criminal. But now that Trump is in the hot seat, suddenly he sees it in a different way. And maybe it's because his lawyers explained it to him in a way that he would understand. They're like, see, sir, it's like signing an NDA, but with yourself, you know? Oh, so I'm the porn star? But it turns out New York's investigation might be the least of Trump's worries. Because you remember this, right? The FBI raided Trump's house to look for classified documents that he illegally took from the White House. And remember this, we do not know what those documents are. Right? They could be anything. They could be nuclear codes, they could be battle plans or Ivanka's job description. Yeah, that was so top secret, even she didn't know what it was. I know some of you are wondering right now, some of you are thinking, Trevor, is a former president keeping documents that they have already had in their possession? Is that serious of a crime? You know? I mean, Trump didn't look at the documents when he was president, so you think he's looking at them now? And look, I kind of agree with you. I'll be honest, I didn't think it was that serious of a matter. But my opinion doesn't count. The reason this is the way it is because there was once an American president who believed that this crime was so serious, he increased the penalty from 1 year to 5 years in prison. And who was that president? Donald, just look at him now, Trump.
Trump's removal of documents might violate a 2018 act that he himself signed into law, increasing the penalty for improper handling of documents to 5 years in prison. Trump signed the law after he spent years accusing Hillary Clinton of illegally storing classified documents on a private email server.
After spending years saying, lock her up, Donald Trump signed a law that might get him locked up instead. This guy's basically a real-life Wile E. Coyote. Yeah, he leaves traps for all his enemies, but somehow he's the one who keeps on getting smushed on the road. It's just him every single time. So, thanks to Trump, this crime is a big deal. which is why the Red Hat Brigade has come out in full force to defend him, and they're throwing everything at the wall, everything. The Biden administration is just out to get Trump. Oh, the judge who approved the raid is anti-Trump. The mishandling the classified documents isn't a big deal, unless you're Hillary Clinton.
When this raid happened, and it was a raid.
It's not a raid. I mean, with all due respect.
It, of course, was a raid.
It was not a raid. They were serving valid process in accordance with the laws and Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida. They did it with integrity. They did it with honor. And to say it's a raid is disinformation. And you
Why
guys need to
drive.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
It is ridiculous for anybody to call it anything other than that. I don't know what you call a bunch of people unannounced breaking into your home like this and taking whatever they want for themselves. That's exactly the definition, right?
You guys need to look at facts and stop trying to feed narratives. I understand why you do it, but it's not supported by facts, and so you should be better
than
that.
Well, you don't raid the president's home before dawn with dozens of agents for a few documents that may or may not belong to the National Archives.
Excuse me. I'm not going to let you get away with it. These people did their jobs. They've been smeared as the Gestapo for doing their jobs. They did a search warrant.
Well, call me a skeptic. I don't buy that for one second.
What you just said is editorializing.
The fact that the FBI, I think this is something else that's very upsetting to the American people, has been focusing their time and energy and resources on this.
What were they supposed to do? Just ignore it? Of course not. They went, they followed protocol.
I don't think they have a thing. And if they did, it would have been leaked by now. Ron DeSantis, thank you. Laura Trump, as always, thank you. More Hannity coming up right after this.
They seem to be coalescing around a new talking point, and it's that the FBI wasn't at Mar-a-Lago to take evidence. They were there to plant evidence.
Donald Trump, writing on Truth Social today, quote, "Everyone was asked to leave the premises. They wanted to be left alone without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking, or hopefully not, planting."
Quite honestly, I'm concerned that they may have planted something. You know, at this point, who knows?
We know they doctor evidence. We know they plant evidence.
Do I know that the boxes of material they took from Mar-a-Lago, that they won't put things in those boxes to entrap him? How do we know?
His lawyers said they brought in backpacks. What was in those backpacks? Did they bring those in to fill them up, or did they have something in there?
Trump world, they're trying to get ahead of everything. Right? They're trying to get ahead of everyone hearing what the FBI found in this house by basically suggesting that whatever it is, they put it there themselves. Yeah.
The FBI is going to say they found all these secret documents and a bunch of pictures of Brad Pitt with my face glued on it so it looks like my face is kissing Brad Pitt's face. But that's all blanches, folks. It's not real.
What is amazing to me is how totally united every single conservative has been in defending Trump when we still have no idea what the FBI found at Mar-a-Lago. No one, no conservative being like, whoa, wait, let's wait and see. Actually, I think Senator Scott said that. The rest of them, they're just like, no. I do know this, I haven't seen one person on Fox who's even open to the idea that Trump may have done something wrong, not even one. It feels like if someone at Fox even suggested that Trump might be wrong, trap door would open. Yeah, and they just fall into a pit of pronouns.
They, them, he, me, I don't get it. I don't get it.
So, in 48 hours, conservatives have decided the FBI is corrupt, Trump is being framed, and the only crime he could be guilty of is looking so damn good in that suit.
This morning, the newly unsealed search warrant shedding light on what exactly FBI agents were looking for at Mar-a-Lago and what they seized. According to the documents made public by a federal judge, agents were searching for evidence of three potential crimes: violations of the Espionage Act, unlawful removal of public records, and obstruction of justice by concealing, altering, or destroying records to impede an investigation. They found 27 boxes of government records, including 11 sets of classified documents. Four sets of documents were marked top secret, and one marked top secret SCI, a classification reserved for some of the most sensitive intelligence and national security information, typically only viewed in a highly secure location.
They also confiscated 8,000 McRibs, 9 Melania clones, 1 never-been-used Peloton, 2 tons of industrial-grade ranch dressing, Girls Gone Wild, volumes 8 through 19, Ayo, Lindsey Graham's testicles. Trump says the documents the FBI took from Mar-a-Lago are covered by his white privilege.
Yeah, that's right. Turns out Trump didn't just have top secret documents. They were top secret SCI. And in case you're wondering why these documents are top secret, well, hold on to your butts, because what Trump took home could blow them right off.
The Washington Post has reported that among the material sought by federal agents was related to nuclear weapons programs.
If you get into nuclear-related documents, that is the highest level. It does not get any more serious than that.
Some of this could be information about adversaries. Some of this could be about nuclear weapon design. Some of this could be about our nuclear arsenals or our launch procedures.
Donald Trump might have kept the world's nuclear secrets in his basement at Mar-a-Lago, the same place Rudy Giuliani sleeps to avoid the sunlight. That is so irresponsible. Because you realize the worst case scenario with these documents is that Trump sold them to, like, Saudi Arabia. The best case scenario is that he just lay in bed with them and rubbed them all over his naked body. You know what's been the most fun? The most fun in all of this is how Trump and the Red Caps are working so hard to invent new excuses for why this crime wasn't a crime. Because you remember when the story first broke? Right, they were saying things like, there's nothing at Mar-a-Lago except a bunch of notes from Eric, and if they did find something, the FBI must have planted it. Well, forget all that. That's like 2 days ago, right? They've got a fresh shipment of excuses today, starting with, it was homework.
The former president is offering a new line of defense for taking these documents to his Mar-a-Lago home. A statement released by Trump's office Friday night contends that everyone takes work home sometimes.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's true. Everyone does take work home sometimes, but not Donald Trump. The man barely took work to work. And also, by the way, it's not taking work home with you if you no longer have the job. All right, can we agree on that? All right? You don't have the job. You can't take work home with you. Like, if you get fired from your babysitting job, but you still go pick up the kid from school, that's just kidnapping. But if you don't like that excuse, that's fine, that's fine. Trump's got another one. Like, how about Obama?
President Trump has been making the baseless and false claim that former President Obama took more than 30 million classified documents when he left the White House.
All right. Okay. First of all, this is just completely made up. In fact, the National Archives came out and said it is not true. But also, for the sake of the argument, let's say it was true. These people are the same people who have spent 15 years saying Obama is basically the devil. But then when they get into trouble, they're like, it's fine, we just did the same thing as the devil.
Okay, so let me just solve this once and for all, because everybody's saying, I thought they backed the badge, and calling it hypocrisy. That's not hypocrisy, that's fascism. What fascism is rules for you and no rules for me. So it's not hypocrisy, it's the application of the state to the out-group while the in-group does whatever they want. That's not hypocrisy, it's fascism.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.